Time will tell if President Trump's one big beautiful bill, as he calls it, will be good for America. U.S. Senator John Kennedy took to the Senate floor this week to remind Americans this legislation will provide citizens with a tax break by extending the tax cuts approved by Congress in 2017.
And frankly, everybody who voted against our bill voted to raise taxes on the American people in the amount of $4.3 trillion. That's just a fact.
Democrats have expressed concerns about the cuts to health care and what it will mean for rural hospitals. Rustin Lloyd is a nurse who lives in Hammond and worries about the future of two rural hospitals in Tangipahoa Parish.
If Hood and Lolly Kemp close, that's going to create a bottleneck at North Oaks. That means longer wait times for everybody. That means more people waiting for care, more people waiting to get to the hospital, and more people dying.
Iconic musician Paul McCartney is bringing his Got Back tour to New Orleans. Michelle Southern has more on his October 29th show at the Smoothie King Center.
McCartney will play in 16 North American cities starting in late September, and one of his stops is New Orleans. Times-Picayune entertainment reporter Keith Spira says Sir Paul has a long relationship with NOLA.
I think New Orleans resonates with him. He's always been a big Fats Domino fan and fan of New Orleans music in general.
McCartney last performed in New Orleans in 2019, and his shows are long and legendary with very few breaks.
He doesn't take a single sip of water during his performance. It's like he'll go straight through and not take a drink of water, which is crazy.
Spira says it's a show you don't want to miss.
He's responsible for a good chunk of one of the greatest catalogs of all of popular music.
I'm Michelle Southern.
I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.